You need more hockey news, and Locked On NHL is here to fill the gap. It's our daily podcast on everything happening in the league. Subscribe and listen each day for a quick look at the biggest stories and game recaps each day, including, you can hear from me, on Tuesdays and Fridays. Subscribe to Locked On NHL today, wherever you get podcasts.
Your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is the Locked On Sabres podcast bonus edition of the show today because of the breaking news that Don Granato has been hired as the 20th head coach in Buffalo Sabres history. He has had the interim tag removed from his title, and he is now the full-time head coach of the Buffalo Sabres. News that we saw coming. Talk about that today here. It's Joe DiBiase flying solo on the podcast. But yeah, I mean, we planned out that Vegas episode for today, but obviously with Granato being hired, we had to throw in an extra episode for today because that's the news of the day. That is the most interesting thing going on with the team. They're going to hear from Granato on Thursday at 11 o'clock. I'm going to try not to read into that too much. That, hey, maybe there's an Eichel trade on the way. Maybe there's a Reinhardt trade on the way. Maybe there's a Ristolainen trade on the way. I'm not going to jump quite to that conclusion, but I will not lie. That thought has been in the back of my head since we saw the timing of the Zoom press conference call that Granato's going to have with the Buffalo media being 2 days after the news came out that he was going to be the head coach. Started to wonder as the process winded down whether or not the Sabres might go for Rick Tocchet. He had been reportedly interviewing for the Sabre job at least twice, if not even more than that. He was in the final running for the job, maybe not with Housley. Maybe it was with... It would have been with Housley, not with Kruger. So he had been considered before. His name had come up in these rumors. I'm sure his name will come up again someday if it doesn't work out with Don Granato. Rick Tocchet just seems to be a hot commodity for the Sabres every time they're looking for a guy. But I think Granato was the right hire. I think I've been on record plenty of times saying this, that the design, the build of what this team is going to be going forward, it's going to be young. It's going to be youth. And I think the best guy for the job in that regard is Granato because of his track record as a developer. If you don't know a lot about his track record before getting to the Buffalo Sabres as an assistant coach under Ralph Kruger, he was the assistant coach U.S. at the World Championships, assistant coach before that Chicago with the Blackhawks, but even prior to that, before he really got cracking in the NHL, assistant coach at the University of Wisconsin, kids development. Before that, head coach of the USA U-17 team, kids development. Before that, head coach of the U.S. National Development Program, coach of the U.S. and the U-18s at the World Juniors, coach of the U-20s at the actual World Juniors, not the U-18 World Juniors. I mean, for a long time, he was a part of the U.S. National Development Program, really from 2011 through to 2016. He also has some front office talent evaluation history on his resume. Vancouver Canucks scout in 2010-11, scout for the Maple Leafs in 2006-2007 and 2007-2008. The guy knows prospects. The guy knows young players. And that is what this team should be and is likely going to be as they go forward. I was trying to put together a lineup of like what the opening night team could look like. It's so hard to do, but it's so hard to squeeze veterans in there. I mean, you've got Cousins. I think what I had was Cousins, Olofsson, and Skinner up top. You've got Mittelstadt, Thompson, and then throw in whatever high-level prospect you're going to get for Jack Eichel. Let's just say that's Trevor Zegras for sake of conversation. Zegras is in the top six. That is, Skinner's a veteran, yes, and Olofsson is a veteran. Skinner, I think, is 28, Olofsson, 25. Cousins, 20-year-old. Mittelstadt, 22-year-old. Thompson, 23-year-old. Zegras, if he were to be a part of this, 20 years old. I mean, you are super young at the top of your forward group. And then even the third line. I mean, you could have, you're probably going to have Rasmus Asplund somewhere in the middle six of your lineup. Hey, you could have Jack Quinn. I think Jack Quinn probably does not start the year with the Sabres. He's probably bound for Rochester. But Quinn is an idea. Maybe some point at the midpoint of the season, you've got 19-year-old Jack Quinn playing on your roster. The other prospects you could get for Sam Reinhart, the second prospect you could get in a Jack Eichel trade. Who are the veterans that are going to be here? I mean, Okposo is going to be here. I mentioned Skinner and Olofsson. They're probably going to be here. I guess you could trade Olofsson if you want. I might recommend that. We could talk about that at a later episode, later time. There's much to happen in the meantime. But Okposo is going to be here because of his contract. Skinner is going to be here because of his contract. I don't know that anybody else needs to be here. I think the way the expansion draft could be set up, the Sabres can very easily get to Zemgus Girgensons or Colin Miller being what the selection for the Seattle Kraken. They have Cody Eakin under contract at one more year for $2 million, but I'd either want to just find an AHL team for him to play for. I guess you could buy him out. I'd almost prefer to not spread that out over 2 years, be done with it this year by burying him in the minors and just eating half the cap hit. That to me is the most ideal situation. Or you could see if someone else wants to take him, give Seattle a draft pick to take that contract. Nothing crazy, fifth, sixth round pick. But I think there's going to be a very limited amount of roster spots for veteran players in the forward group. The blue line, I'm not sure there's any roster spots for veterans. You're going to have Dahlin and Joki Haru up top. Even though Owen Power said on NHL Network a few weeks ago that he wants to return to the University of Michigan, if you made me bet right now, I think Owen Power is on the Sabres. I think Owen Power is in the opening night lineup for the Buffalo Sabres. He is an NHL-ready prospect. The style of play that he has translates to the game as an 18 or a 19-year-old right away, where he doesn't have to be this all-star, superstar-level player. He can come in because of his body size and because of his play type, and he can contribute right away. And the Sabres are going to want at least somebody to help sell them tickets. And if Eichel's not here, if Reinhart's not here, and you are going to be a bad team, one curiosity that can help get people in the building is, well, let's get a load of Owen Power. Let's see what he's all about. Let's see if he's worth coming to games. That curiosity with the first overall pick being on your roster, to me, I think that could sway the Sabres to try to convince Power to come to the Sabres this year. So I think that makes a lot of sense that he would be here. So that's another kid that's in the lineup. You've got Will Borgen, who I've been campaigning that the Sabres trade Rasmus Ristolainen in order they can keep Will Borgen from the Seattle Kraken. I'm going to hope that that happens. I'm going to say for sake of conversation that that is going to happen, and Borgen is going to be in the lineup. He's the old guy on the blue line at 24 years old. Then you've got Matias Samuelsson, second-round pick from a couple of years ago, who played at the end of this past season, and he was okay. He was a lot better than I thought he was going to be. I thought his skating was going to hold him back from ever even making the NHL. But he looked like a guy that could be a third-pair defenseman in the league last year. And there's youth there, and there's like the curiosity factor. Let's explore whether or not he can do it. So Samuelsson is a guy to put in your bottom six. Jacob Bryson, who I thought was a wild ride last year, but I would like to see him in the bottom pair. Bryson is a guy that should be here too. That's your blue line. That's your blue line. And I've got a bunch of guys in their very early 20s, and I've got Will Borgen, who's 24. I mean, no veterans there either. This team is designed for a Don Granato type of head coach. Boudreau didn't make sense for the type of team they're going to have. Tortorella made zero sense. Tockett, to me, did not make any sense. There weren't a lot of better ideas. You have proof of concept with Granato. He prioritized the development of the young players when he took over for Ralph Kruger. And his actions were consistent with what he was saying. When he would go on with Howard and Jeremy on WGR on Wednesday mornings during the season, he would say it. Like, he would come right out and say, like, I know that our priority should be with guys like Rasmus Dahlin, the guys with the really high ceilings, the guys that will mean a lot to the long-term sustainability of this franchise, and not waste minutes, waste opportunities on players that don't mean anything to the future of this team, like guys on one-year contracts like Tobias Reeder or Matt Irwin. What's the point? What's the point of giving those guys opportunities? Give them to the young guys and see if they can flourish within that system. The Sabres have had this issue of not giving their young players opportunities to grow throughout the course of this drought. And to me, Granato might present a shift from, all right, priority one always seemed to be with the Sabres, beating the Islanders or the Rangers on Tuesday night. And, hey, if Matt Irwin or Tobias Reeder or Cody Eakin, if the coach thinks those guys give them a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 percentile increase in their odds of beating those teams on a given night, I mean, that seemed to be the decision that was made, that we're going to go with the marginal increase in probability that we're going to win this game, when those games, most times, by the way, were very meaningless because they weren't even in a playoff race. Granato is, okay, well, maybe, you know, Dylan Cousins is not, maybe it's not the best idea for the game itself to line Dylan Cousins up against Sidney Crosby. But why are we going to do it? Because we are going to get Dylan Cousins those types of opportunities, and we're going to allow him the experiences to grow from. We're going to give him the experiences to grow from. And that is a mindset the Sabres have not possessed. That is a mindset Ralph Kruger did not have, Phil Housley did not have, Dan Bylsma did not have. Granato did have it. And it's just the prioritizing the young guys.
RockAuto.com, a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique, remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com.
You saw production offensively even. I mean, look at the 82-game goal pace I tweeted about under Granato last season. The 27 games that he coached last season. Sam Reinhart, 43 goals if you want that. I know he's not really a part of this point. This is more about the young guys. Middlestat, 27 goal pace. Arttu Ruotsalainen, 24 goal pace. I should have mentioned him in our forward group, by the way. Rasmus Asplund, 22 goal pace. Tage Thompson, 21. Anders Bjork, 16. Rasmus Dahlin, 12. That's a group of six players that are going to be in your lineup most likely next season. And that's a part of the group that the Sabres need to develop into the secondary scorers on this team. Dahlin included in that. I mean, he's going to have to produce offense from the blue line if he's ever going to become the Norris-level defenseman that they drafted. And same goes for Middlestat, Ruotsalainen, Asplund, Thompson, and Bjork. That group, what is that, five forwards? You need three, if not four, of those guys to turn into quality middle six scorers, quality depth pieces in your lineup. And then you need to hope that the pieces you get for Jack Eichel, the pieces you get for Sam Reinhart, and Dylan Cousins, along with Jack Quinn, the guys, the high-level guys that are already in the system, you need those guys to kind of take over as your primary scorers up top. But it's still important that out of that other group, Middlestat, Ruotsalainen, Asplund, Thompson, Bjork, you gotta get some of those guys to become like 20 goal scorers, like what their pace was last season. You need a couple of them to continue on the pace that they were under Don Granato, but for seasons at a time. So Granato is the right hire. To me, it was an easy decision. I'm glad to see it happened. Donnie Meatballs, credit to Anthony from over at Expected Buffalo for the nickname there. It stuck. I love the Sabres social media team, by the way. They take a lot of heat because they do a great job, but a lot of times just because they represent the Sabres on Twitter, you just, if you want to yell at the Buffalo Sabres, you will go at Buffalo Sabres. But man, their social media team does such a good job. In the video where they're announcing Granato as the head coach, it was perfection. Perfection. Changing out the title card on their on like the desk from interim head coach to coach, and to have the plate of spaghetti and meatballs in the background is absolutely amazing. I loved it. So a great job there by the Sabres social media team. So I don't know. I think I hit every point that I really wanted to on the Granato hire. Oh no, I didn't. One last thing on it. He earned that job, especially with me. If you've heard me enough, you know that this hits close to heart. He earned that job the moment he put Sam Reinhardt at center. That's just to have the foresight to know, one, that Reinhardt, I'm not even sure, by the way, that Phil Housley and Ralph Krueger, should I assume that they knew Reinhardt was a center before he got to the NHL? Should I assume that? I feel like there's a chance that Ralph Krueger, I don't know. I feel like it should be a given that NHL coaches would know the background of their players. I don't know, though, that I want to assume that those coaches, Housley and Krueger, even knew that Reinhardt had played center before. I wish I could assume that. But Granato, to one, have the foresight to know that Reinhardt had that in his background, and to give him the opportunity, not just like, well, Housley, I guess, would have known because he did try that out for a couple of weeks. But Granato to take it a step further than Housley did. Housley putting Reinhardt on a third line with nobodies. Nick Baptiste, Seth Griffith. He gave him Gergensons for a couple of games, which isn't much. Whereas Granato threw him right at the top of the lineup. I know he kind of had to because Eichel was not in the lineup and they did not have a Ryan O'Reilly on the team. But to put Reinhardt at the top of the lineup while playing center and to stick with it, throughout the course of the remainder of the season, I mean, he earned that job right there. You need to be willing to try stuff. That was one thing Lindy did great, right? Lindy, it was more with line juggling with Lindy, but he would flex guys' positions. Jochen Hesch was moved from wing to center a billion times throughout his Sabres career. And you had a lot of other players that would be moving positionally too. Derek Roy went from wing to center a lot throughout his Sabre career. And Ruff, really, it was more about, like, if I need to spice things up, if something's not working, I'm going to change it. I'm going to juggle the lines. And you didn't have a lot of that under Housley, and you had none of that under Ralph Krueger. Krueger put his lines together like in training camp, and that was it. There was very few tinkers throughout the course of the seasons. Granato, if you know what, something's not working, spice it up. Let's change it. And Granato was willing to do that, and he got creative with it. And it's part of the reason why they improved from like the worst offensive team in hockey under Ralph Krueger to still not good, but respectable. 18th in goals for percentage once Granato took over. 20th in shots on goal throughout his time as Sabres head coach versus the league. You know, 18th, 20th, not good. Not great. You want to strive for better than that, but considering where we had been, it was a vast improvement with a team that, by the way, did not have Jack Eichel or, for most of it, Taylor Hall on the roster, which, you know, Krueger did have those elite pieces up top to work with at the beginning of the season. Even Eichel injured was still a better offensive player than a lot of the Sabres when they're at full strength. So kudos to the Sabres. They nailed it. They got the Granato hire right. They didn't get cute with it. They didn't get creative with it. Or they didn't hire Tockett is really all I want to say. I'm just glad that they really didn't hire Tockett. So that's it for us today on the podcast. Jordan will rejoin me tomorrow. He was going to the Blue Jays game tonight, so I didn't want to pull him out of that or have him step away for what is this, 20 minutes here to talk about it. So Jordan will get his thoughts on the Granato hire. He wanted Tortorella, so maybe we'll have fireworks on our next episode. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We will talk to you tomorrow. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Sneaky Joe Sports. Jordan is at JR Hanskin. And you can follow the podcast account at Locked On Sabres. This has been the Locked On Sabres podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.